Well, the other thing I think people don't take into consideration enough, maybe, is the toxicity of therapy.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're looking at high-dose chemotherapy with a lot of side effects and toxicity, it's one thing. Hormonal therapy, maybe it's going to be a different thing. Do you think that if, in fact, it turns out there won't be an effect on overall survival, you can justify using this therapy based on a relapse-free survival or preventing recurrences?
Well, it then comes back, the fallback position is on quality of life. And what we can say about quality of life within the ATTACC trial, this has been measured, and Leslie Fallowfield has got a poster at this meeting, and I think we'll be presenting, we've submitted it to ASCO as well for an update of it. The use of anastrozole instead of tamoxifen does not in any way impair the quality of life, but we can also say with confidence that the gynecological symptoms linked to tamoxifen have now translated into a fourfold increase in hysterectomy rates compared with tamoxifen. And that's huge.
That was very dramatic.
That is a dramatic observation. We nearly missed it. It was only my persistence in getting them to track down all the hysterectomies. These are women who had their wombs at the time of randomization. And we came up with this extraordinary figure. It's the most extreme relative risk I've encountered, I think, in clinical trials.
And I think the absolute numbers were, what, 5% or something?
5% for the tamoxifen group, yeah. So it's 1.3 versus 5 point something. They're the absolute numbers.
And also, I would think that would have pretty significant economic impact.
A profound economic impact, but I need to check this out with a gynecologist. For every hysterectomy, how many hysteroscopies have been done? And the cost of the workup to decide whether or not they should have a hysterectomy. These are big cost issues.